Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon, and welcome to God Resurrection Power Church of Christ Ministry. My name is Apostle David Calder. I'm your host, and Holy Spirit is our overseer. We are a Bible-believing ministry that is teaching, preaching, and reaching the lost souls of this sin-sick world for the kingdom of heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. We are here Monday through Friday from 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Saturdays from 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Sundays, we are here from 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 3 p.m. Standard Time. You know, all are welcome to come and fellowship with us. We love the people. Doesn't matter what nationality, not what creed, what class or creed you are. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us at any time. God bless you. We love you so much. We got a powerful lady coming in out of Mississippi this morning that she's going to be bringing the word, and she's an awesome preacher, woman that loved the Lord. So just come on and we'll be ready. Okay, let me leave the phone there for a minute and we'll go take that up and I'll come back soon. I got one with a palm underneath my finger. We'll right here. See, I bought this here from Harbor Freight last year. So I got an account with them, and I bought my 20 volt. This is about all this stuff going there. All that stuff there. This is my drill. Now you got your saws on there, right? Okay. I bought it, only had one thing, but I'm going to put some more stops on this. This is a different size. It's 3/4, 1 inch, and 1/2 inch. You see, you remember how when you look at that part of the two, the part of that pin, it had a little wedge on it. The wedge fits in here. And when you pull that wedge in, and it locks the washer onto the pipe. They don't get no leak. But then there's a machine that you can buy that does this work. Costs like almost $3,000. I know.
Yeah, that's the machine I was thinking about.
Yeah, I ain't gonna buy that machine.
Because this does the same thing.
This does the same exact thing. You can buy it from Amazon. You can get it from Amazon. I think you can get it. May have it at Harbor Freight.
And you can buy all your copper fittings and no soldering.
No soldering. No sorry. But you need a tool that I'm going to show you. I think I got it up there. It costs about $18 because you got to clean your fittings. You got to make sure you clean your fittings that they don't have no burr on them. Because if you cut that washer,
yeah,
it'll mess you up. You wouldn't know. It would look like it's fit, but it's I got it up there in the bucket. Okay. All right, leave the fittings up there. All right, let me go in here and set my stuff up, and then, yeah, go ahead.
I don't get the name of that, but I'm going to worry about it.
Oh, please forgive me, forgive me. Computer's messing up a little bit, but let me get the hot spot here for a minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you want there, Pastor, I'm coming up right now. I'm just trying to connections. Hot spot. Hallelujah. That one's messing me right there. No hot spot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are safe. We are exceedingly grateful for what God is doing right now. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on in. Come on in, Bluetooth. Come on in, Blog Talk. Come on in. Don't play with me now. We need to come up. Yeah, good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're coming in now in a second. Hallelujah. Deacon Fraser's probably already there. Well, we're just thanking God and praising God because he is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Yes, Lord, worthy to be praised. There is none like him, none like him. None like our Lord, none like our Lord. He is worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day. We honor you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you will do. You are the great I am. You are the lily of the valley. You are the early morning star, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. We ask you to speak today, God, as we listen to your voice today. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to just move by your spirit. Move by your spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and we praise you, O God, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you, glorify your name right now. Let your name be lifted up and let any enemy of the cross be scattered, Lord. You said if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. Today we come to lift up your name, Father. We come to lift you up. We come to praise you. We come to glorify your name. We honor you right now with what we say and what we do, Father. Oh, mighty God, the great I am. Lord, we ask you to move by your spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Move by your spirit right now and have your way, Jesus. Have your way. Jesus, it's all about you, Lord. All about you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me see what I got here on my phone. See if I got sound. Apostle, can you hear me? Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm on there. So let me check my phone. Hallelujah. Let me check my phone, see what I got. Keyboard. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me see what this phone is doing here. Hallelujah. Apostle, can you hear? Apostle, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I couldn't hear you at first. I've been on for a while.
Yeah, I know you've been because we didn't have the computer didn't come in. I had to just set that up. I'm over here on the job, so you can come on in because I already prayed for you. Pray for you also. Come on in and allow the Lord to use. Let me just tie back in here, tie back in my computer here so I can hear the service. Oh, I tell you this. Apostle, I worked so hard today. I wouldn't tell you so hard.
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord. Well, we have prayed for you. Glory be to God. We say greetings this morning. All to all of our brothers and sisters, we are so grateful to be here with you once again on this Blog Talk Radio, this blessed
Oh, okay,
line.
Apostle. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, I'm listening.
Glory to God.
Go ahead.
Glory to God. Thanking God for this day that he has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad in it. And we thank God for our overseer. Hallelujah, who works so diligently for the king. And we thank God that he is a kingdom brother. Amen. Our brother, our friend, our apostle, our pastor. We thank God for him. And thank God for Deacon Frazier, who's always on the line. Hallelujah. And all of you that are on the line today, we don't know who else is on the line, but we are grateful for you all as well that you have come to hear this wonderful, powerful, life-changing word of God. Amen. So thank God for it. We're going to get started. Glory be to God. Thanking God for what he will do today, for what he's already done, because before we even come on this line, God has gone before us and he has done it. He has done it. He has done what it is he wants to be done on this line already, because Jesus Christ always goes before us. Glory be to God. And his word is from everlasting to everlasting. Praise God. This is Apostle Washington, and we're about to get started on this word. The topic, once again, is God will take you higher than you've ever been before. God is going to take me higher than I've ever been before. God's going to take you higher than you've ever been before, but we must do what we need to do to get there. Amen. We must do what we need to do to soar like the eagle. That scripture that we gave two times, this is the third lesson here. Hallelujah. But we talked about how the eagle can soar. God says we're going to soar like the eagle. In Isaiah chapter 40 and 31, glory be to God, we've given you those scriptures. And we talked about the excellency of the eagle. And like Apostle says, he's named the majestic bird. Glory be to God. He's the one that God used as a metaphor for us as Christians. If we want to fly high like the eagle, fly above everything in this world, fly above everything that can come against us, we have to know how to soar in the word. That's what it's talking about, how to soar. What do we have to do to soar? We talked about many different things. We talked about we have to be close to God. We have to trust God. We need wisdom. We need understanding. We need the guidance of God. We need all these things. But one of the things that was brought to me was this wedding at Cana. Glory be to God, because we are the body of Christ. We are the bride of Christ. And one day there's going to be a marriage supper in heaven. Hallelujah. But we have to know what we have to do down here. We have to show ourselves approved. Amen. And so we're going to go to that. We want to fly higher in God. We want to go higher than ever before. And this can be your season if you just make it your season. Amen. We can go higher in God when we pursue God, run after God, like David said, you know, that he would hide God's word in his heart so that he would not sin against him. Hallelujah. We can't sin against God. We can't constantly live in sin if we want to soar in the spirit, if we want the blessing. Hallelujah. Do you want the blessing? Deuteronomy chapter 28 tells us about the blessing of God. If we would obey him, he talks about the blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll put you on hold for a brief second. Can you still hear me, Apostle? Deuteronomy chapter 28 tells us about the blessings that we can receive from the Lord, and don't we need the blessing? Hallelujah. So let's go there first. Let's talk a little bit about that. And also, when we study, we learn God. So let me go to that scripture first. Let's go and see what it says. The Apostle Paul wrote to the evangelist Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, and he writes, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen? Apostle, can you hear me? I need somebody to tell me if I can be heard here. Deacon Frazier? Apostle?
Praise the Lord, everybody there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody there. Praise the Lord. Apostle still there.
Deacon Frazier, can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you. Yes, ma'am, I hear you.
All right, that's great. Then we're in. Thank God. Amen. Because I couldn't hear anybody, and I kept calling everybody. So thank God we're on the line. Thank you, God, for clearing this up, Lord. So the first scripture we're going to go to, let me just give you the topic again. I'm talking about that we can fly higher than ever before. We can go higher in the spirit with God. And it's very important that we understand that we're above only and not beneath, and that we can soar like the eagle we talked about last time. The scripture was found in Isaiah chapter 40, 31, where Jesus said, the Bible says that we could soar like the eagle. Amen. Hallelujah. The eagle is a majestic bird. He's an excellent bird. And that symbolism is about this this majestic bird. This is how we need to know that we can soar, that we're above only and not beneath. We're above the things of the world when we understand about the word. We need to study the word so that we can understand what it is to be blessed in the Lord. And we have talked about many things. We have talked about studying. We have talked about trusting God. We've talked about that we need wisdom. We need understanding. We need the counsel of God. We need the divine guidance of God. We talked about his protection. All these things come with a blessing. But there's another scripture we're going to talk about today. But before we talk about this, we're going to go to the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter, glory to God. The Apostle Paul was writing to the evangelist Timothy, and he said to him, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we can understand what God means by this. This verse tells us the need for understanding the word, we need to understand it so that we can change. We have to change. We have to be renewed in our mind. The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The only way to be transformed is to understand the word of God. So we need to ask God for that understanding. He said, in all you're getting, get understanding. The first thing we must do is fear God. Then we must call on the Lord for understanding. Help me to understand your word, God, so I can go higher in you, so I can have that godly character. I need to understand. That's what going higher means. We have this godly character. We are workmen. We are workmen, and we're going to show ourselves approved by studying, but not just by studying, but by doing the word. Hallelujah. So let's understand that this meaning means that we must change. Hallelujah. Study to show yourself approved unto God is found in the King James Version of the Bible or the New Living Translation. You can find it for yourself. Hallelujah. The word study means to strive, to be diligent. Amen? Diligent. And God says in his word, hallelujah, he will bless those that are diligent. Amen?
Amen.
So the New American Standard Bible tells us that to be diligent is to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed. So
this version tells us that we have to be the best we can be. Amen. And we need the Holy Spirit to do that for us. Hallelujah. To help us. But we have to do our part to be approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is a command. The Bible gives us a command to study the Bible. Being approved involves much more than just reading the Bible. We have to meditate on the Bible. Study it. That's what study is, diligently seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord said he would bless those who diligently seek him. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's know that God is the master of all things. Glory be to God. So we need his guidance. Amen. Glory to God. Timothy would not need to be ashamed as he stood before God, as we are all stand before God in the day of judgment. To be diligent, to be an approved workman, he would have to handle the word of truth. So what the Bible is telling us that if we rightly divide the word of the truth of truth, it is found that it is necessary based on what Paul is saying. When we can divide the word of truth, then that means we are being led by God. We are being guided by God. It is the Holy Spirit that's teaching us. Amen. We cannot rightly divide the truth by our own carnal mind. It has to be a mind that's transformed, has been conformed from the ways of the world. Now we've been transformed by the light of Jesus. Hallelujah. When we become born again, we become the children of light. And the children of light is going to have some understanding. The children of light is going to be led by God as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We're going to understand what it takes to do what we need to do. Amen. So we need to pray about that. Hallelujah. It takes an open mind. We have to have an open heart and live a faithful life to the word of truth. Hallelujah. That's what it all means. And we have to set goals. Amen. We have to set goals. And also we have to be very diligent about doing what we have listed as goals where God is concerned. The number one goal is to constantly walk in the way of truth. That's a goal in life. That's a lifetime goal, is to walk in the truth of God. Amen. We have to study. That's definitely what this scripture is all about. Amen. So if you want to soar higher in God, we have to have higher thinking. Amen. That's what being transformed in your mind is. We're going to have higher thinking because we're being taught by the Holy Spirit, and we could soar in the Spirit because of that higher thinking. Amen. Hallelujah. So we must understand the New Testament is the rule of faith, and we should practice. We got to practice. Hallelujah. Do you know that everything you want to be good at, you got to practice at it. Hallelujah. You have to learn about how to do it. And it's the same way with the word of God. If we want to learn it, we have to put our minds to it. And when we put our minds on the word of God, we can soar. Amen. We can soar in the word. We can do what we need to do to get ourselves to heaven with the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It should be our goal to be approved as the workman. Hallelujah. All God's children should have that goal. And Paul stresses the importance of living faithfully before God, even to the point of suffering. If we suffer, we shall reign with him. If we deny him, we will deny ourselves. That's in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. He then told Timothy of these things and put them in remembrance, he said, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14. And this is what I'm reading from this Bible dictionary. Glory be to God. It gives us the insight as to what this really means. So the evangelist Timothy was to remind his hearers of the sacrifice of Christ and the need for serving Christ and the need to work diligently. Hallelujah. He will not withhold any good thing from those who walk uprightly before him. So we can be approved if we're walking uprightly. Amen. Glory be to God. We can soar in the we can soar and go higher in God. Hallelujah. So we must diligence is the key. Glory be to God. So Timothy, if we want to stand before God without shame, this is what we must do. Nothing will help us more than to please God and to handle carefully and correctly God's written word. We should look to the written word of God with the same reverence as the psalmist who wrote it. In Psalms chapter 119, verse 105, he said, the word, just give you the scripture, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And when that's the case, Deacon Frazier, can you still hear me?
Yes, I still hear you. Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
All right, great. Glory to God. I thought the phone cut off.
Yes, you're coming in loud and clear, Fossil.
Thank you, Apostle. God bless you all. So this is something that we have to really, really be careful about, studying the Word of God, learning more about God. Now we're going to develop some godly character. That's the only way you can soar in the spirit. That's the only way you can be one that can be ready at all times to serve, ready at all times to give an answer to the Word of God. If you study the Word, when somebody asks you something about the Word, if they need an answer, you can give the answer. Surely if you don't know the answer, you can go to the Word. But if we study, we'll have that Word in us, okay? That Word will be hidden in your heart when you study. Hide that Word in your heart, like David said, because God said he will write his Word on your heart. But then when you hide the Word, it's in that secret place of God, amen? You're in the secret place of God, amen? That Word is hidden in your heart. And we talked about the secret place the other day. Hallelujah. As we went through Psalm 91. Glory be to God. We're in the secret place of God. We're under the shadow of the wings of the Most High God. And we can soar when we're like, hallelujah, when we're there. But we got to get there. We get there through obedience in the Word of God. But we want to go to another scripture. Glory be to God. That's so relevant to this message. Glory to your name, Jesus. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful when the Holy Spirit gives you revelation knowledge. Amen. So let's move on to another scripture. Glory to God. I'm excited about this word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to talk about this scripture, Matthew chapter 9, verse 17, about the new wine. We need some wine. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved. Amen. You want to be preserved. God said he would preserve his people. Glory be to God. So we have to be that vessel that doesn't have holes in it. When you got holes in the wineskin, the wine is poured, the wine is leaking out. Hallelujah. There's no more anointing. Glory be to God. Because it can't hold the wine. Amen. Glory be to God. Because of sin. Glory to God. We can't have the new wine. We can't be refreshed. We can't have a transformed mind if there are holes in the wineskin. Just imagine yourself as a wineskin, and sin has plugged holes into your flesh. Sins have plugged holes into your soul. Well, you're not retaining the new wine. New wine is not going to stay in old skins. That means you have to change your old life, has to be transformed into the new life in Jesus Christ. And it's going to take some suffering. Amen. If you're going to wear that ring, it's going to take some suffering. Amen. Glory be to God. Even in marriage, there's going to be some suffering. A husband and a wife gets married. You get the ring, and there's going to be some suffering. There's going to be some suffering even through marriage. Glory to God. And because if you're not in the Lord, that marriage won't work. If you're not in the Lord, that marriage is not going to be happy. Marriage is not going to be full of joy. if we don't truly know that we are married to Jesus, that we are going to go to the marriage supper one day, glory be to God, with all of the other believers, we have to know that. And we can get there if we are diligent in our society, if we are diligent in the things of God, then we can be blessed. Amen. We can be blessed like the people, like the Bible says in chapter 28 of Deuteronomy. Amen. You can be blessed. Hallelujah. Let's go there. Let's go there. Let's talk
Amen.
About the blessing a
Amen.
Little bit. Amen.
Amen.
Let's talk about the blessing. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
the
to God. Glory to God.
Deuteronomy 28. Glory to God. What does the Bible say about the blessing in Deuteronomy 28? Let's go there right now. Give me a minute. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 28. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Amen.
It reads, if you, verse 1, amen. Thank you, Deacon Frazier. I'm glad you're really listening. If you fully, that means we can't be going from left to right. We got to stay on the path. Hallelujah. And not let anything get us off the path. Help me, Holy Spirit, here. Fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today. The Lord your God will set you high. Hear that? Don't we want to go high above all the nations on earth? We want to soar high above. We want to go to another dimension. Hallelujah. Verse 2. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey your God. There's that word again. Some people look at that word as, no, I can't do all that. But we must do it if we're going to stand before God and not be ashamed. Hallelujah. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the field. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herd, and the lambs of your flock. He's talking about your money here. He's talking about money and being in heaven, an abundance of what you need. This covers your needs. Amen. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. Again, everything, your bread, your water, everything in your life will be blessed. Your children, you'll be blessed with children. Glory be to God. You'll be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Blessed all the time. The Lord, verse 7, will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but you in. Oh, God. Verse 8, the Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything you put your hands to. He'll establish the works of your hands. Everything you put your hands to do is going to be blessed. The Lord God will bless you in the land he's given you. He'll establish his holy people as he promised you on oath. If you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in obedience to him, then all the people on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord. Isn't that glorious? And they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land he swore to you, to your ancestors, to give you. That's here on earth, okay? Verse 12. So the Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of the bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. Hallelujah. You will lend to many nations, but you will borrow from none. Verse 13, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I will give you this day and carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the top, going higher. When we decide that we're going to go all the way with Jesus Christ, we're going to do what we have to do to get there. Whatever it is, And it's not promised that there won't be some struggles, some challenges, some tribulations, some trials, a test. He didn't promise that we wouldn't have that. He said no evil will befall you. He didn't say you wouldn't have any trouble. No evil can destroy you is what it means. So then there's the curse for disobedience. There's a curse on your life if you're disobedient. He says, however, if you do not obey the Lord, your God, do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I'm giving you today, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. Do you want to be overtaken by the blessing, or do you want to be overtaken by the curse? God said it's going to overtake you. This is very serious. I want to be blessed. I want to be overtaken by the blessing. I want to soar in the word. Hallelujah. I want to go higher in my understanding.
Hallelujah.
Higher in my thinking. A higher way of thinking. A higher understanding. High, going high in Jesus Christ. He want to take you higher. So you will be cursed in the city, cursed in the field. Your basket and your kneaded trough will be cursed. The fruit of your womb will be cursed, and the crops of your land and the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks will be cursed. You will be cursed when you come in, cursed when you go out. The Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and rebuke and everything you put your hand to until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil you have done in forsaking him. My God. I needed to read this. Because if we got the curse on us, we're not going to soar. We're not going to go high in God. The mind cannot be transformed when we're not obedient to God. The Lord will plague you with diseases until he has destroyed you from the land you are entering to possess. Some people don't want to read this part. We just want to read the blessing. But we don't want to do what we need to do to get the blessing. We got to do what we got to do. Amen. The Lord will strike
Amen.
You with wasting disease. Oh, my God. With fever, inflammation, scorching heat and drought, with blight and mildew, which will plague you until you perish. Jesus. The sky over your head will be bronze, the ground beneath you iron. The Lord will turn the rain of your country into dust and powder. It will come down from the skies until you are destroyed. Verse 25, the Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will come at them from one direction, but flee from them in seven. And you will become a thing of horror to all the kingdoms on earth. Verse 26, your carcasses will be food for all the birds and the wild animals, and there will be no one to frighten them away. Verse 27, the Lord will afflict you with the boils of Egypt, with tumors, festering sores, and the itch from which you cannot be cured. Don't we have diseases in this earth that cannot be cured? God, my God. So many diseases in this earth. Oh, my God. God took 39 stripes. Jesus did. Each one of those stripes is symbolic of a disease, an illness, the curse. But he took those stripes so that we would be blessed. When we decide he's going to be my Savior, my Lord, my Shepherd, the only one I need for my life. That's it, Deacon Prater. That's what the mindset has to be. The
Amen.
Only one that I know that can bless me. The only one that I know that really, really loves me. And I'm truly blessed. And I have the blessings of Deuteronomy 28 and not the curse. Because I am going to follow the Lord at all costs. He rewards those who diligently seek him, he said. I have to stress that. Those who diligently seek the Lord. That means that you're doing the thing. I'm doing what I need to do. Even though I go through this life, I'm going through, but Jesus is going through with me. There are trials, tribulations. Jesus told us it would be that way. Hallelujah. But. We
Hallelujah.
We can have the blessing. You want the blessing? I want it. It doesn't matter what it costs.
Amen.
I want it. Hallelujah. So people that you do not know will eat what your land and labor produce. You won't be able to keep anything. And you will have nothing but cruel oppression all your days. The sights you see will drive you mad. The Lord will afflict your knees, your legs, painful boils that cannot be cured, spreading from the soles of your feet to the top of your head. People need to hear this, because some folks don't read this. They read the blessing part. Go to Deuteronomy 28 and see how much God is going to bless you. And they forget about the left side of the page.
Yeah.
It's on the left. The right side is the blessing. And rightfully so, because we're doing what's right to get the blessing. But if you're on the left side, God did that on purpose. On the left side of the page, when you open the book, on the right side is the blessing. Are you on the right side? Because if you're on the left side, if you done went to the left and you're walking outside of the word of God, there goes the curse. The blessing is not there. And then you're going to have to stand before the Lord ashamed, because you're not going to hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You didn't fight the good fight, my God. Instead, you went out and did your own thing." The Lord is going to drive you and the king you set over you to a nation unknown to you or your ancestors. There you will worship other gods, gods of wood and stone. You will become a thing of horror, a byword and an object of ridicule among all the peoples where the Lord will drive you. You will sow much seed in the field, but you will harvest little, because locusts will devour it. You will plant vineyards and cultivate them, but will not drink the wine or gather the grapes. And we're going to talk about the wine, very important, because worms will eat them. The worms going to eat the seed. You will have olive trees throughout your country, but you will not use the oil, because the olives will drop off. Oh, my God. You will have sons and daughters, but you will not keep them, because they will go into captivity. Swarms of locusts will take over all your trees and the crops of your land. You're not going to prosper in the Lord. And the foreigners who reside among you will rise above you higher and higher. Instead of you rising above, the enemy is going to rise above, the foreigners. But you will sink lower and lower. You will be at the bottom of the totem pole. You're going to be at the on the bottom and not on the top. Amen. What we want to do is we want to soar above. But not if we got the curse on our lives. It won't happen. They will be the head, and you will be the tail.
That's right.
All these curses will come on you. They will pursue you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the Lord your God and observe the commands and decrees he gave you. They will be a sign and a wonder to you and your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Lord your God joyfully and gladly in the time of prosperity. See, in the time of prosperity, a lot of times we forget about God. We believe God for certain things, and when we begin to get blessed, we forget the blesser. We forget our first love, and we go and follow other gods, or we go back into the world. That's what that means. Then you begin to serve the enemy again, serving the enemies of the Lord that the Lord will send against you for disobeying him. He will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. We're talking about God here. God, it's so many curses. Way over so many. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we're going to stop right there. Go to Deuteronomy 28 and read it and read. There's more. But we have to get to the other part of our sermon. But what I'm saying is, we get the gist of the whole thing, is that God is going to curse your life, curse everything you touch. There will be no revelation knowledge of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't carefully follow all the words of this law, which are written in this book, and do not revere this glorious and awesome name, the Lord your God, the Lord will send fearful plagues on you and your descendants, harsh and prolonged disasters, and severe lingering diseases, illnesses. Now, that's it. We can't hear you, Bishop, because you're in the kitchen. He will bring on you all the diseases of Egypt, all the diseases of Egypt that you dreaded. And they will cling to you. The Lord will also bring on you every kind of sickness and disaster not recorded in the book of the law until you are destroyed. You who are as numerous as the stars in the sky will be left but few in number because you did not obey the Lord your God. Now, if you're going to be blessed as numerous as the stars in the skies, oh, my God, that's truly supernatural blessing. So just as it pleased the Lord to make you prosper and increase in number, so it will please him to ruin and destroy you. You will be uprooted from the land you are entering to possess. The Lord is going to scatter you among the nations. And see, the Bible is saying you. The Lord will scatter you among the nations. This applies to whom it applies. From one end of the earth to the other, he's going to scatter you. There you will worship other gods, gods of wood, stone, which neither you nor your ancestors have known. Among those nations you will find no repose, no resting place for the sole of your foot. There the Lord will give you an anxious mind, eyes weary with longing and despairing heart. You will live a constant suspense filled with dread both night and day. Listen, never sure of your life. In the morning, you will say, if only it were evening. And in the evening, if only it were morning, you'll be totally miserable because of the terror that will fill your heart and the sights that your eyes will see. The Lord will send you back in ships to Egypt on a journey I said you should never make again. There you will offer yourselves for sale to your enemies as male and female slaves, and no one will buy you. They won't even buy you. Oh, my God. I'm saying all this to say this needed to be said in this lesson. Many of us have already read it, and I would venture to say some people didn't read it. I don't know who's listening, but we read it today, and it will be for all of us to go back and study 28. We're not studying it today. We're just reading it, but you have to study. But the main thing I wanted to convey here is the blessing and the curse. There's a blessing for obedience and a curse for disobedience, to put it just simple. Amen. But God outlines the blessing and he outlines the curse here. He doesn't leave us without this knowledge. Whatever God expects us to do, he'll teach us how to do it. There is everything.
We have time to repent.
Yes, we do have time to repent. As long as we're breathing, we have time to repent. Time is very important. Time is very important. While you have this time, use it to your advantage. While you have this time, serve the Lord. Serve him at all costs while you have this time. Because when we leave here, it's too late. You can't worship God from the grave. You can't praise him
from
the grave. And surely we can't stop being obedient in the grave. We have to do it now before it's too late. Amen? Now let's go to some more scripture.
Amen.
Yeah, that's a lot to chew on right there. That's why I say you got to take notes and go.
Amen.
That's a big poor boy sandwich, and you got to be an elephant to eat it because it's a whole lot. It's going to take some time to go through each one of these. But we know that we're either cursed or we're blessed. Amen? And that's the main point I wanted to make today, and it's outlined in the Word of God. So So if we don't study to show ourselves approved, we're not going to know this. We're going to go our own way and not obey God. Because it takes study. It takes time to develop that mindset that we need to live a prosperous life in God. We want to prosper in the word. He said, beloved, I pray that you prosper what? In all things. In health, even as your soul prospers. Your soul is prosperous through obedience. But you want to be in health. You want to enjoy your life. Amen. You don't want to be stricken with some terrible disease. But one thing about God, God can give you a miracle. God is a healer.
That's right.
My God. If you repent, you can still make it to heaven. Amen. Glory be to God. Let's go to some more scripture.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So we read Deuteronomy 28. Hallelujah. If you want to be transformed and your mind renewed, you gotta make sure that you do all that God has commanded you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
The truth of the word can transform your life. That's the bottom line, though. Do you think it can change? According to the word of God, we can. Some people can change. Some people just won't change. And that's the truth. Some people don't want to hear us say that some people can't change. Some people just won't change. Yes, you can. I say, yes, you can change. But we can't change ourselves. But if we decide we're going to be one of God's children, the Holy Spirit can transform our hearts and our lives. And I believe this with all my heart. And that's what gives us hope. Gives me hope. Speak for myself. That's why we're not done at the point of salvation. The Bible says that we must work out our own salvation. Nobody else can work it out for you. Nobody else can. Nobody can take you allow the enemy to come and steal it. By disobedience,
Jesus freed us.
He freed us. That's right. That's right. He freed us from the slavery of sin. He brought us back out of slavery with his blood. Stood trial for us. He stood trial for us, given the sentence of death. In that same sentence will be for those who are disobedient, a sentence of death to the soul, to the very soul will be dead. Hallelujah. So we need the Holy Spirit to transform us. The truth of the word can change us, and the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us in all truth. The way heavy on the listener's heart today. Let it weigh heavy on your mind. Time is not supposed to be wasted. Time is moving. Time don't stop. You might have a watch on your arm and it stops, but God's time does not stop. And one day your heart is going to stop beating. It'll be time's up. Not time out, time over. So now is the time.
That's right.
Come out of this. Holy Spirit, lead and guide me in all truth. I need you. I don't want to die a dreadful death.
And even not dying a dreadful death, but an eternal suffering.
Eternal suffering. Well, my husband is at the kitchen table, so I don't know if y'all heard him or not. But he said an eternal suffering is what's going to happen.
Back here.
It's very ugly. I'm ugly. It sounds very ugly, and it is. So if you're still in that ugly, it will destroy your life now and destroy you for an eternity. Like Bishop just said, God's power can transform us. Hallelujah. So what I endeavor to do today in these messages and all of us on this line is to cause everybody to turn to the Bible, to search for the truth about how.
Pray the Lord to hear you. Brought through on the line. Y'all still there?
Deacon Frazier, are you there? Okay, I guess it's cut off. Praise God.
Paul Calvin. Ray Parcel. Ready to pause. Father, can you hear me? Father Linda, put her back in. Put Father Linda back in. You on now? I got you in.
Hello?
You hear me?
I can hear you, but I don't know if I'm on Block Talk.
I get you on Block Talk. Y'all hear me?
I can hear you. But I don't know if I'm on Block Talk. Anybody else on Block Talk out there?
Evangelist Leela.
All right. So y'all can hear me right now?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me go on then. I won't be long because the line is messing up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. And it reads, "And I will give you a new heart, a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a flesh." And when he does that, that's when we become out of this world. He says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, and by the testing you may discern what is the will of God. That by testing, you may discern what is the will of God. He's clearly saying he's going to test us. We will be able to discern what is good and the acceptable and perfect way of God. And Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says, "And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ." And don't we want to get to that day? Amen. So that's one thing. These are the things we know for sure because God has told us this in his word. Glory be to your name, Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Now let's
Amen.
Get to the part that I really want to bring forth here. It's about the new wine. The new wine. It's time for the new wine. Better have some new wine and get rid of those old wineskins. Get rid of those old ways.
Yes.
And we become new in Jesus Christ, and we have new wineskins. The Holy Spirit can pour into us. The symbolic meaning of the wine is the blessing. The blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the blessing. Amen.
Amen.
It's time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's the new day. The enemy is more than ever before. The new wine is prophetic saying. The Holy Spirit, only the Holy Spirit can pour new wine. And our mindset has to be ready for it. Amen. It can't be poured into if there's holes in our soul, because it can't hold the new wine. I know that God is speaking now. Hallelujah. He wants to pour new wine into us. The season of the new wine. You're about to go higher than you've ever been before in God. If you receive this message, receive of God and all of his blessings. And how do we do that? We just read it. Deuteronomy tells us we have to follow God and be obedient. Scripture about the wine is all over the Old Testament, especially with reference to the promised land. Jesus uses the metaphor of this new wine in his teaching in Luke chapter 5, verse 39. John tells us that Jesus' first miracle was to turn large vessels of water into wine in Cana. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said to the servant, after his mother asked him to make the wine, a very important thing that he said to her was, "This is not my time." But he still did it. He still filled up all those jars with the wine. They were stone vessels. Now, God said he would change our hearts from the stone and give us a heart of flesh. So what I'm hearing here is those stone vessels represent the stony heart. And if we want to be married to the Lamb of God, we want to get to that supper in heaven. We have to have the wine. We have to have the blessing, because the wine is symbolic of the blessings of God. And he wants to pour the wine into you. As we decide that we're going to find the blessing. Amen. So this is a very important scripture here about and the days are getting shorter, if you notice. We got to pay attention to the times that we're in. It's getting worse in the world. There are more plagues, more people dying than ever before. Pay attention to the time we're in, a very evil time, but we can be blessed even in an evil time if we decide we want to get to the promised land. Amen?
Amen.
So he used this teaching, John tells us, because it's the first miracle, but he's turning the large vessels of water into wine. We need the living water. Now, then they turn around and said that this is the best wine. Oh, this is the good stuff. But Jesus is the wine. He is the blessing. They filled the jar. They filled the bread. He told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water and tasted the water, tasted the wine, the water that had turned into wine. That's in John chapter 2, verse 7. We're in the book of John now. And as we meditate on what the Holy Spirit is saying and the significance of this new wine that we see throughout Scripture, that wine is the blessing. Now, something very important that caught my interest. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When Jesus said, it's not my time, what is that saying? God is the God of order. He does everything at the right time. But his mother said they were out of wine, and she asked him to do it. Why? Because she knew he could. She knew he was the Son of God. She knew what was told to her by the Holy Spirit.
Might I add?
Yes, sir.
It was teaching obedience.
That's right.
Being obedient.
Being obedient. Amen. Mm-hmm. And he honored his mother, but he let her know it's not the time. This was the very first miracle, and you're not going to see it in any other books of the Bible, just in the book of John here. So he's saying, I'll do it. This is my mother, and I'm going to honor my mother, but this is not the time, because there was going to be more that he was going to do, but in his own timing, in God's perfect timing. Everything is done in God's perfect timing.
Amen.
And it's time for folk to get some new wine. Here's the thing. This is what is going on here. Jesus is a problem solver. He's not the problem. There was a problem at the wedding. There was no wine. The wine ran out, and it had a whole lot of guests. Probably it was a family member that was getting married. Jesus is at the wedding, which means that Jesus is involved in the things that mean something to us. What I want you to see here is that Jesus wants to be involved in every part of our lives. Take him with you. Wherever we go, we want to invite Jesus. God, I know you're with me, but I need your guidance. When you want to do something, we should ask God, where should I go? Should I go? Should I do that? Should I do that? Because it's letting him know that he's important to you. We're asking the Holy Spirit for guidance, divine guidance. We need divine judgment. We can't trust our judgment. We need divine judgment. Amen? So
Amen.
This is what the new wine is about. The new wine is going to flow. The new wine is the blessing of God. How can you fly high? You got to have the wine, new wine skins. You got to have the blessing that we talked about in Deuteronomy 28. We got to have the Lord who can solve the problem. He's not the problem. We get problems in life, and God is the problem solver. Amen?
Amen?
So she goes to her son, and she asks him, I need you to make some wine. They don't have no wine, and you don't hear no more from her. She didn't have to ask him again. That's my mother. I'm going to honor my mother. He said, honor thy mother and father, like Bishop said. He's going to honor his mother, but mother, it's not my time. But he's letting her know, I'm going to do it because you asked me to do it. Because God is the God of time. God is the God of order. He does everything. When the miracle happened with the blind man, that was time for that. Hallelujah. All of the miracles was done on time. Remember when Jesus fed the thousands? When he fed the multitude? He saw
right.
The... And you might say, well, Apostle, why are you going there? Are you a person that can solve problems?
No. Jesus
did. Jesus can solve the problems, but are you mm-hmm. a person that somebody can call and say, I need your help?
Mm-hmm.
And you're there for them.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a person somebody can call and say, I need you to pray for me. Are you a person that can get a prayer through? Are you a person that's willing to go to the hospital and lay hands on the sick and they recover? Can you go when there's a problem? Can you go when the family is in trouble? Can you go when a family member of the church is in trouble? Can you have an answer? Do you know the word? Have you studied to show yourself approved? Are you living the word? See, whenever there's a big problem and there's nobody around to solve it, there is no wine. Where's the wine? Where's the blessing? Where's the bread? Where's the bread of life? Do you know about him? Do you have some wine?
Come on.
You got to be able to be ready. Be ready at all times to give a word. Be ready for folks. I'm talking about the wine, the blessing. That's what the wine is. It's a blessing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen to that? We need the wine. Hallelujah. The new wine is associated with the Holy Spirit. Oh, don't we want to live the abundant life, the overflow? Let me tell you, those vessels, there were so many, I believe it was about, if I remember correctly, don't quote me on this, but I believe it's about 70 vessels they had. And they were large vessels. And Jesus, after the miracle, I know this part is right, there was over 1,000 bottles of wine, 1,000 vessels of wine. Wow. They had a whole lot left over if they were going to do some more weddings. They couldn't drink all that wine. They had more in store. It was stored up. Don't you want to have blessings stored up in heaven? When we got the wine flowing into our vessels. Hallelujah. We stay ready. We stay ready when we're called upon to do something for the Lord. Hallelujah, because we got the blessing flowing in our lives. That wine is the blessing of the Holy Spirit. This is a move of God. Bishop, there was a move, a mighty move of God. The people there saw the transformation of the water into wine. And don't you know that they were in awe and they were amazed?
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. And they, yes. Look at all of this wine. So that means Jesus gave them an overflow. You know, the scripture says, David says in Psalm 23, he anoints my head with oil and my cup runs over.
Yes,
that is the Holy Spirit. The oil is also symbolic of the Holy Spirit, and so is the wine. Amen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he says, anoint my head with oil. So the anointing goes into the overflow. Hallelujah. The wine was in the overflow now. They had enough to store up for later. So we have enough when we obey God to give unto others. And we can soar. Why? Because folk are going to come to you. When they see your light shining, they're going to come to you. Whether they, some of them don't believe, but they'll come to you for help. And they don't even believe. So can you be one that can help? One that's willing to help? One that will diligently seek the Lord? Hallelujah, and get rewarded by the Lord himself, your shepherd.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want my vat full. I want to be full of the wine. Hallelujah. We don't want no holes in our soul. Sin punctures holes into your soul. Even after you are born again.
Hallelujah.
You have to work out your salvation. Otherwise, you won't be able to hold the wine. Your wine skin is still going to be old and torn. We want Jesus to come and rebuild, restore, replenish, rebuild, restore, replenish, rebuild, restore, replenished to the overflow. So you have more than enough to give somebody else, more than enough word in you to pass on to somebody else. This is real. This is real. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, the infilling of the Spirit is compared to drinking wine. But it says, be not drunk with wine, wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to be filled with the Spirit, but we can't drink a whole bunch of wine. We're talking about something spiritual here, something symbolic of being filled with the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then you can be there for people. Then folk will come to you. Then when you preach and teach, you teach under the anointing. Glory be to God. Everything you do under the anointing. The gifts that you have in you, the gifts that I have in me, is for God to use for his glory.
Yes.
Well, we have
Amen.
To have the anointing. We got to Amen. Be filled with the wine. If our gifts are going to be used for God and not used for our own selfish gain, but for the Lord, then we'll soar high in the Spirit. We'll be that one that's willing to always be there for God. Just like he honored his mother, he's going to honor your request. Hallelujah. Because he said, ask and what you shall receive. Amen. Give and it shall be given. Amen. Glory be to God. So we have to learn to receive of God. Hallelujah. And no one after drinking old wine wants the new, for they say the old is better. My God, the old is better. Wine ages, this is true. But we're talking about spiritual. The new wine speaks of renewed love, intimacy with God.
Yes, Lord.
That's the new wine. I'm brand new. I got the Lord. I'm married to Jesus. I'm the bride of Christ, and he's the bridegroom. Amen. Hallelujah. In Song of Songs, chapter 1, verse 4, that's a hot topic there. Take me away with you. Let us hurry. Let the king bring me into his chamber.
My God.
Rejoice and delight in you. We will praise your love more than wine. How right they are to adore you. Talking about God. Hallelujah. In the new, we got to get into the new wine. The Spirit is wooing us right now. Come in. Come and get your new wine. Hallelujah. Come and drink of the new wine. Come and eat of the bread of life. It's time. If you have not, it's time, because time is getting shorter before the return of Jesus. Hear God say, I'm calling you. I'm calling you to love me, be intimate with me, because I'm the lover of your soul.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that can fill you with love everlasting. Fill you with this new wine we're talking about today so you can soar in the Spirit. He said, I will be your greatest delight.
Oh, glory.
We have to delight in the Lord. New wine is from the grapes that have been through a recent process of crushing. Oh, we don't want to hear about crushing. In the Hebrew, the words translated new wine mean freshly pressed, squeezed, expelled, and trodden out. The grapes have come through the wine press where they have been trodden under. They actually trodden underfoot. Wine has been produced under pressure. So if you have felt as though you have been going through a process of crushing, lift up your hands and say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. New wine is being poured out. When you feel the crushing, when you feel the pressing, or when there's that trial going on, just know that new wine is being pressed in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you're feeling stepped on and crushed, my God, hallelujah, just say, God, I thank you. God, I love you. I thank you, God, because I know something new is about to happen, and I know I'm going to soar even higher. Hallelujah. You're taking me to a new dimension. New wine means it's time for a new harvest. Hallelujah. It's time for a new harvest. Don't you know this is time for harvest? Hallelujah. October month that we just left out of is a month of great blessing, mm-hmm, because the enemy is doing all kind of evil, worse than ever. Yeah. That time, October month is his time. Is October 31st is his day to party, party, party. It's his Christmas and he got Halloween. Mm-hmm. It's his holiday and he do, mm-hmm, so much blood sucking and, yeah, and blood sacrifices more than on any other day. That day, and it's the truth, y'all, read about these things. The devil has his holiday, but he want to destroy us, and he's making all kinds of, you know, there's all people making all kinds of sacrifices to the devil.
Yes, yes.
You know, on that day. Yes. It's really going on. That's right. Making blood sacrifices.
Blood sacrifices.
They do it.
Oh,
so anyway, new wine means it's time for the harvest. If we are sowing our seed into the kingdom, if we are sowing and paying tithe, sowing seed into the kingdom, we're sowing into the storehouse of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And when he pours out, he's going to pour out to the overflow.
Hallelujah.
Because he's going to give us way more than we put in. Amen. He's going to give us the blessing. Pouring out like that wine, that miracle of that wine. Hallelujah. So are you one that's going to be there for God? Are you one that they call on? People call on you? Call on Jesus first.
Oh, yeah.
But the people that's calling on God, the people who are intimate with Jesus are anointed people.
Yeah.
And they can help. We can be helpers one for another when we have some new wine in our wineskin. And we don't have holes in our soul. But our soul is blessed. Blessed with salvation. Blessed with being born again. Blessed with higher thinking. And in a higher order. We're in a higher order. We have the royal priesthood. That's right. God says we are of a peculiar people because people look at us like we're peculiar,
mm-hmm,
because we're not like to see it.
They do.
It's supposed to be evident that we are not like that. Amen?
Why? You can't have a good time. Oh, contrary, my brothers and sisters. We have a great time with the Lord.
Amen. So here in Deuteronomy 11, chapter 14, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 14, won't be much longer before you all today. Then I will send rain on your land in its season. It's saying, you know, we read that in Deuteronomy 28 as well. But God is telling it, told it to us in 11 and 14. I'm going to rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring rain, so that you may gather in your grain new wine and olive oil. Both of these are symbolic of the Holy Spirit. So a harvest from God is abundant, and he has promised a day of overflow, one in which the harvest and new wine will be plentiful. You see, the days are coming, the Lord says, when the reaper will be overtaken by the plowman, and the planter by the one treading grapes. New wine will drip from the mountains and flow from all the hills. Oh, my God. Oh, what an overflow. What an overflow.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Flowing from the hills. Hallelujah. Amos chapter 9, verse 13. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 reads, give and it will give it to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. So, verse 6:38. That's what I just read. So what is God saying here? This new wine is going to bring us some celebration.
Hallelujah.
They were celebrating at the wedding,
mm-hmm.
and even the more when they saw the miracle.
Yes.
Imagine, oh, my God. Oh, look at all this wine we have. We have wine for others. Look at what he did. But many of them still didn't believe, but they saw that wine. Even though they seen the wine, some of them still didn't believe. And then some began to follow Jesus. And then saw many other miracles, even miracles that are not recorded in those 66 books, because we only have 66. But some of those books were lost. But God gave us what he knew we needed. Amen? Amen. He gave us enough for us to believe, because God is more than enough, and he knows exactly what we need. So let's celebrate Jesus.
Amen.
Celebrate today.
Mm-hmm.
Say today, I'm going to new horizon. There's a new horizon. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. It's like the morning sun that bursts through the clouds. Hallelujah. After a night season, it's like the morning sun that just bursts through.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. My God.
Beautiful
sunrise, and you're rising like the sunrise. You're rising. Hallelujah. Because the Son of Righteousness takes you by the hand and leads you on. When Jesus shows up, there's always something good happening. Miracles, blessings beyond measure. Glory be to God when Jesus shows up. And Jesus showed up at that wedding. You want Jesus to show up in your life. Hallelujah. You want to see the miracles. You want to see it. Hallelujah. And you will. And God will use you. God will use your hands. He'll use your mouth. He'll use your mind. Hallelujah. He'll use your feet. He'll use you if you just say to God, God, I need you to use me. Oh, and that's what he want to hear. Remember he said in his word, who can I send? Who can I send? And the prophet said, I'll go. Can you lift your hands and say, I'll go. Wherever you want to send me, God, I'll go. Whatever you want to do with me, God, I'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want me to say, God, I'll say it. But Jesus, I need the overflow. I want the new wine. Hallelujah. I need the new wine, God. Hallelujah. It's a celebration. You see, there's that crushing and that shredding up on the grapes. It was a time of great joy and celebration according to Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 33. And the wine is associated with gladness and celebration in Scripture according to Psalm chapter 104 and verse 15 in John chapter 2. New wine is associated with the bounty. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 13, chapter 7, verses 12 and 13. And Jeremiah, read these scriptures, chapter 31 and 12. When there is new wine, new wineskins are needed. My God. And we talk about that. If we don't have new wine, the old wineskins will burst and the wine will run out and the wineskin will be ruined. No, we got to pour the new wine into new wineskins. Hallelujah. That means that your life will be ruined. If you don't have the new skin, the new wineskins, your life goes into ruination, because God is not going to pour in to the soul with the holes in it. It's not going to hold the new wine. It doesn't thirst for the new wine. It doesn't thirst for the living water. It doesn't crave Jesus. And it doesn't want to yield to the Savior. So we need the Holy Spirit to help us. Help us to yield unto the Holy Spirit, oh God.
so he can teach us, God, like the eagle, and soar above this earth. Because Jesus said in the word says, we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. That's above. Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. We're seated in heavenly places. Our spirit is with Jesus. Amen? Even in this earth, we are seated already. He didn't say we will be seated. He said we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We're already high in the spirit when we decide we're going to get high on Jesus. You want to get high on the Holy Ghost? I don't need to get drunk. I don't need no dope. We don't need no wild sex to get excited. Jesus can excite you more than sex, better than sex, better than drugs, better than alcohol, better than anything in this earth, better than money, better than riches. He can excite you. So we got to want him more than we want the things of the world. And then God can fill our soul with new wine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
John the Baptist's disciples questioned the difference between John and Jesus' approach to fasting. It wasn't that Jesus didn't believe in fasting. He taught on fasting, but he was often seen at parties and gatherings. And they thought he wasn't supposed to do that if he said he was the Christ. And that was in contrast to John the Baptist's life, because John didn't get involved in any of that. All John did was stay in the wilderness, baptize people. John wasn't hanging out, but Jesus was hanging out among the sinners. Amen? He came to save the sick. Amen? He came to give a sinner new life. How do you draw them? You go near them. Those crowds, all those crowds weren't saved, but they saw Jesus through the miracles, and some of them still did not believe. And Jesus said, if you don't believe me, at least believe the work. At least believe what you see. Nobody else has done this. But they didn't believe. And when we don't believe, believe you me, we're not going to be able to stand before God without shame, because we didn't fight the good fight of faith. We didn't live the life full of the wine, full of the oil, Jesus. We need the anointing. You can't step out without the anointing and be blessed. A lot of folks think, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. Yeah, it's nice to have a lot of money. It's nice to have nice things. I like nice things. I like my home full of money. Amen? And God doesn't mind that. He didn't deny me that. He doesn't deny us nice things. He doesn't deny us money. We need money.
Amen.
But we are not to deny him. That's if we deny Jesus and reject Jesus, there won't be no new wine. There won't be no oil. There won't be no anointing. There won't be no soaring higher than you've ever been before. So if you desire to do that, I do. So where is the new wine? Where is the new wine? Thank you, Jesus. It's in the anointing. It's the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. The new wine means God's promise is being fulfilled in your life. You have the blessing. Evangelist, we got the blessing.
Amen.
The new wine means God's promise is being fulfilled in your life. He rewards those who diligently seek him.
Yes.
When God promises people the land of Canaan. He spoke of the new wine. It was part of the package, something tangible they could look forward to in the promised land. So Israel will live in safety. Jacob will dwell secure in the land of grain and new wine when the heavens drop dew. See, way back in the New Testament, the Old Testament, that's in Deuteronomy chapter 33. So Isaac gave Jacob the blessing. May God give you heaven's dew and earth's richness. Earth's richness. What does it say in Our Father prayer? Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread.
Our daily bread.
All the bread is in heaven. Hallelujah. Right now, bless. Hallelujah. Right now, new wine. Right now, the oil. Right now. Now is the time. Hallelujah. God is a God of order. What are you doing with your time? Are you wasting time? Hallelujah. Because time is very important to God.
Yeah.
Do you know that successful they have a list of things to do. They have goals to reach. But without the work, we don't reach the goal. Without working out your salvation, you don't reach heaven. My God, you just don't reach. You're not going to get there. But you will get to the other place, which is a place of suffering for eternity. And we know that place is called hell.
Yes.
But if you want to live safely, like it said in Deuteronomy, if you want to live in safety, you want to dwell in security and have the new wine, you want heaven's blessings to drop on you like the dew, my God, then we got to give God the proper reference. The new wine season is one of miracles. At the wedding of Cana, the new wine was miraculous. The master of that ceremony was just in awe. He was astonished. And the servants looked on. They all looked on in wonder. And people will be amazed at what God is doing. They'll be amazed at what God is doing in your life. They'll see the flow of the blessings in your life. Yeah, we're going through, but we're going through to get to. Amen. In the season of the new wine, Jesus is glorified. Your life is glorified through Jesus Christ. He gets the glory. Hallelujah. So John chapter 2, verse 10 says, together we have good wine until now. Hallelujah. So the source of this wine, where is it? Likewise, in Luke chapter 22 and 20, it says he also took the cup after supper, saying, the cup is the new covenant. In my blood, which is shed for you, is symbolic of the new covenant, the new wine. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Jesus.
That's it.
Make a point. Go ahead right now.
Speaking about the eagles?
Yes.
She. It drops the branch. Okay, the one, if she picks it, the one who can catch that branch and bring it back to her.
That's right.
And another thing, obedience to parents. I don't care if the male and the female both go out and everybody in the nest is hungry. Those two grown eagles do not eat anything that they bring to their babies.
They sure don't.
Feed my
That's
sheep.
True. And here's the other nugget here
about
that branch.
He's
the vine. We are the branches. And that excellent, majestic male has to catch it. You got to catch that branch in high in the sky.
They might all catch it, but whoever catches the highest.
Whoever catches the highest is the one she mates with. And whoever want to walk holy, the branch of God, you want to walk holy? You got to step high.
Yeah.
You got to step high and stay on the path of righteousness, stepping high.
yes,
holiness. If you want to soar and live in that excellency of your life,
yes,
we got to follow the excellent way of God, because his ways are excellent. What he's teaching us to do is the excellent way, the perfect way. It's not what we do, it's what he does through his word, because he's perfect. And if we're following in the ways of the Lord, we're doing the perfect thing.
Yes.
So we're the branch and he's the vine.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Right. Right.
So we're following the vine.
Thank you, Lord.
He's the vine.
Yes,
the vine got the grapes on it, and it goes through the wine press.
Yeah.
And we're going to be pressed in this life, and we got to press. We
got
to press if we want the wine. Hey, my God. Glory be to God.
Glory.
You want to see the glory on your life, you got to press like they press those grapes to get the good wine. Hallelujah. And then we want the... that wine will get, you know, as we age, just like when wine age, it gets better. As we age and following the Lord, we just get better and better and better. Because that's what God endeavored to do, make us better, giving us godly character, showing us the way to go. The way, the truth, and the life knows the way. He is the way maker. We got to follow the way maker. Oh, my God, Jesus.
Yeah.
So the new wine was revealed by Jesus as he took the Passover cup of wine, the fruit of the vine.
Yes.
My God, hallelujah.
Yes.
It's only through the sacrifice of his blood.
Yes.
Check our sins, that every other benefit symbolized by the new wine in Scripture is made freely available to us.
Yes.
It's freely available to those who want it. How bad do you want it? Are you willing to make the sacrifices and carry a cross? Hallelujah. The cross, as I always say, is a place of sacrifice. It's also the place of the blessing. Amen. The blood was shed on the cross. Amen. We are covered with the blood of Jesus. When we decide that we're going to do what he told us to do.
Yes, that's it. That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You gotta make that decision.
Yeah.
Like I said, the best leaders have a schedule. The best leaders do not waste time. The best leaders are going to be mindful of what they need to do. The best leaders. Hallelujah. They're going to be honest. They're going to have integrity. They don't mind working hard.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They have goals to reach, and they have steps to those goals.
Yeah.
And each step is leading them to that goal. But a goal without a plan won't work.
Yes.
You can set all the goals you want. Without a plan to reach that goal, you're not getting there.
Come on here.
Only dreaming.
Yeah.
Come to a dreamer.
Yeah, come on here.
You can't sleep but a dream.
Yeah.
So you can be a dreamer.
Come on here.
Without some work, you'll never see that dream come to fruition.
Talk about it.
You'll never see that vision come to fruition.
All right, man. You've
got to do the work.
Yeah.
Those who diligently seek me.
Yeah.
That's called work.
Yeah.
That's called working out your salvation. That's what it is. So let's endeavor to follow God and thirst for the new wine. Take your communion. Every time you take your communion, you're taking of the bread of life and you're taking of the blood of Jesus Christ. Filling up your wineskin. Hallelujah. Filling up your soul with a good wine. Hallelujah. That's going to help you to soar like the eagle and live an excellent life. Yeah, do we make mistakes along? The eagle flies, that's what he's supposed to do. The duck quacks, he's supposed to quack. The chicken pluck, it's supposed to pluck, or whatever they do. Hallelujah. So we're supposed to do what we were made to do. Right? We were made to honor God. We were made to worship God. We were made to live for him.
Yes.
So the duck gonna quack because he was made to quack.
Mm-hmm.
He was made that way. And God wants us to fly high too.
Yes.
On the word.
Word.
Hallelujah. Not on some dope or some alcohol.
Right.
No, that's not the way. That's not the way.
No,
so let's go on and fly high for the Lord. Be available for the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
There's a prophetic meaning that we discussed, and it's about the wine.
Yes.
Jesus is saying, here I am today. I promise to fill you. The things you look forward to is here. The new wine is here. What you endeavor to do, you can do it. What you have to do for the Lord, for your family, for your marriage, for your business, you can do it. And you can do it in an excellent way because God wants you to prosper. He said that.
Yes.
This is not, I'm not a prosperity teacher, but I know the Lord wants us to prosper because he said so. I want you to prosper in all things. Beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things. Then we talk about the blessing in Deuteronomy 28. That's prosperity.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with prosperity, but we can't be greedy. We can't have the greed and forget about where the blessing comes from. That's the problem. Because then we get to search after other gods. We start to make the money the god, the woman the god, the man is the god, the car is the god, the house is the god. Everything else becomes a god. The children are the god. You put God last to do something else for somebody else. Or your family, or your husband. We got to keep God first. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm ready. I'm ready to bless you right now.
I didn't get that. Try
oh, I'm not talking to you, Siri. Gee. My phone is voice sensitive. And if I talk too loud, she'll come on. But anyway... Glory be to God. Glory be to God for this message. And I can go on and on, but we're going to stop it here. Hallelujah. I just had to bring this into the last part because when Jesus was there, Jesus was letting his mother know, look, this is not my time because what he's saying, I'm a man of time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a man of order. Mm-hmm. And this wasn't in my day. But I'm going to honor it because you're my mother. Now, this is not in the word, but we know God said honor. That is in the word. Honor your mother and your father.
Yeah,
when your mom and your daddy ask you to do something, if it's not evil, you do it. Now, we're not supposed to honor no evil because they got some parents making their children do all kinds of things that's evil. One little boy, police picked the child up at school. The mama had drugs in the little boy's school bag. My God, my God. And they took that child out of school. In my daughter's school where she teaches. It happened at that school. Remember? They took that child, the juvenile bureau took that child. You know that child was terrified. She was using that child to carry drugs.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, that's what
my God, Jesus.
Yeah.
They carried the drugs, and that way the mom and the dad don't go to jail.
My God.
But they caught up with them, and the mom and daddy was responsible for that child.
Yeah.
That child didn't go get no drugs on his own.
No, that's right.
Davis diapers.
Yeah.
Davis.
Yeah, I know you used to work the juvenile department.
Oh, Jesus.
And they put drugs all over.
Child abuse, thank
God. Yeah.
Yeah. But my God, Jesus. So what I'm saying is, though, when your parents ask you to do something and it's honorable, you obey your parents. And Jesus obeyed his mother. But he was letting her know, I'm a man of time. I'm a man of order. This was not in his day. But he was at the wedding because he honored his family. He went to the wedding. Jesus hung among sinners. He went to a sinner's house and ate in a sinner's house.
Mm-hmm.
My God, because he came for the sinner. Hallelujah. And today he's saying to you, get ready, get ready. This season that we're in now, I'm telling y'all, whatever you have planned to do, do it. Step out and do it. Now is time. My God, this is a season for the uplifting. God said, if you humble yourself, I'll lift you up in due time. Try something that you've had on your mind to do and say, God, go before me. Lord, go before me. And if you've been obedient, to see, when we sow seed, it takes time for seed to grow.
Yes.
And then after a while, that seed is going to start to give you a harvest. You sow that seed in the ground. Keep sowing, sowing in different areas, sowing here, sowing there. But make sure you pray to God before you sow. Make sure you know where you're sowing because we need to sow in good ground, excuse me. Put your seed in good ground. Send to the poor. Take care of the widow. God said, isn't this the fast I'm choosing? Take care of the orphan and the widows, the poor. Amen?
Amen.
So you see.
Yes.
God don't need your money, but if you want that principle to work, you got to sow. Sow into
yes.
the kingdom of God.
That's right.
It's
yes,
not going to work if we don't do it. If you never got no seed around, you never get home. Bottom line.
Yes.
If you never receive Jesus Christ, you're never going to get no new wine.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Glory Amen. To God. So we praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the new wine. We thank you, Lord. We know we can soar high above this world, God, because we're seated in heavenly places with Jesus Christ. He's our overseer, our mediator. We got an advocate with the Father. If we make a mistake, we can come to Jesus. We can go to Jesus and say, God, forgive me. Help me, God, never to do it again, God. You got an advocate with the Father. You got a mediator, intercessor. He's all of that. So we need to go to him for everything. Include God in your day. Oh, should I go here? Should I do this? Should I say that? Include him. Hallelujah. He wants to be included. Jesus was invited to that wedding and he went. Hallelujah. He went about doing miracles. Everywhere he went, he did work. Everywhere he went, he blessed. Everywhere he showed up, something good is happening. Something wonderful was happening. Hallelujah. Even when he was just with his disciples and they were just talking and laughing, it was good. It was good. He was serving his disciples, teaching them by what he was doing. Amen? So let's just allow God to have his way. Surrender all to God today. Come to the Lord Jesus. Give him your life so your mind can be renewed and we can now have the mind of Christ and be more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus and watch you soar in this life. You see. Step out. Do something you never did before that's on your list. You want to do this and you want to do that. Well, God, I'm stepping out on faith. I'm stepping out on faith, God. I need you to help me. And he'll do it. He'll make a way for you to do it. Call on the way maker, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I hope
Amen.
This has blessed you. I hope this sermon has blessed you today.
Yes.
It surely has blessed me. The Holy Spirit brought me to the new wine. Amen. To let
Amen.
This be the last one of this message because we need it. Amen.
Amen.
We got to have the blessing. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Jesus. Glory
yes.
to the name of Father. Lord
yes.
God, we're so grateful today.
Yes, Lord.
We're grateful for these on the line. Yes. Grateful for Emmanuel Believer, Deacon Frazier, and everybody that's here, God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I ask you to bless them with more revelation knowledge of this yes. word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless me yes. with more, Lord. Bless Bishop with more, Lord. We want more bread. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We want more wine, God. Oh, God,
yes.
pour into us so we can pour out, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And God, we're asking you to keep our apostle mm-hmm. safe as he works in the vineyard.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. As he works, oh God, so there can be more wine. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the more you give, the more wine is going to be poured into you. The more you give of the kingdom of God. Amen. Glory to God. It's the best wine. Amen. Hallelujah. So we say amen, and we're going to go to Bishop now for the prayer of salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And God, we just thank you, and I say amen to the word, and thank y'all once again for coming to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Here, baby.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise God. Thank God.
Now is your opportunity, beloved, your opportunity. If you have strayed from the faith, if you're a prodigal son or daughter, return home. Do it now. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. And if you've never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, do it now. Speak it out loud, as the word book of Romans says. And I'm sorry, the book of John, God does not want to see anyone perish. That's why he sent his beloved, blessed son, Jesus Christ, for a sacrifice for all of us. He shed his precious blood for our sins and iniquities, because he was made sin, because he had no sin. He was made sin to cover us. Give us the way, because he is the way. The only way is through the Lord Jesus Christ. So I urge you strongly to, if you have a Bible, pick it up and go to the book of Romans at chapter 3 and verses 23 and chapter 6 at verses 23. 3 and 23 says, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. We fall short every day because we're not perfect. And God knows this. All we have to do is ask him for his forgiveness once again. You know? Okay, but we have to ask for his forgiveness, because in the book of Romans, chapter 6, at verse 23, it says, for the wages of sin is death, a spiritual death, which means if you, in sin, when it's your time or when it's our time, I'll say our, because I'm here on this earth with you. I'm not pointing nobody out. When it's our time that God calls us, and we have to cross over from this side of consciousness to the other side, where we leave these mortal bodies and the spirit is taken up with God, hopefully it's taken up with God.
Yes,
hopefully, we pray that it's taken up with God. And the only way is if you accept Jesus today as your Lord and Savior, as it's written in the book of Romans also, chapter 10, beginning at verse 8 and verse 9. And it says, what does it say? The word is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart. Even the words that we preach, okay, that is in the book of Romans, chapter 8. Read it for yourself. The word is with you. It's in your mouth, which means if you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you do, do it quickly. Do it right now. Don't hesitate, because who can say, well, at a certain day, a certain time, a certain year, a certain month, that I'm going to cross over? I don't care if the doctors tell you, oh, well, you got 6 months to live. You might live another 15, 20 years. You know, they're just predicting, like the weather. They're predicting. But they don't really know. And then God could take you in 3 hours, 6 hours, 6 days, 6 weeks. They just predict, but they don't know when the Lord will require our souls. Only he knows, okay? Take Bishop James Washington right now, angels. Go get him. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to try my hardest to be ready. And how you be ready? If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now,
verse 9 of Romans chapter 10 says, the word is near you, it's in your mouth, that's verse 8, and in your heart, that is the word of faith that we preach. And confession is made in verse 9. If you confess with your mouth, which means you have to speak it out loud, enemy cannot, he cannot do anything but inject thoughts in your mind. He can't read your mind. So don't whisper it, say, Lord, I receive you, or think about it. Say it out loud, and you're gonna crack a whip on him. He's going to take off. Oh, I can't be around Jesus. See? He knows. You're going to run him away. Run him away. Then do that. Do that. Run him away. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. I urge you, strongly urge you, because in this perverse generation, and we do live in this perverse generation, we live in the world, but not of the world as Christians. You see, there's a difference. Okay, we've repented, and I urge you to do that. If you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you must repent. And repentance is not returning to whatever it was you were saying or doing, and it was out of the will of God. Stop saying it. Stop doing it. Stop acting out. Stop faking out people. Stop stealing, whatever you were doing. You said, Lord, I'm sorry, and please accept. I want you to accept me. I want you to be my Savior. And he is our Savior. If we just open the door for him and ask him in, because he loves us all, all his children. And as I said, God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son to save us. Hallelujah. And the Jesus is the way, the door. Knock. And when he knocks, you open that door. Come on in, Jesus. Come into my heart. He's standing there waiting for you to open that door. Forgive me. He's always trying to prevent me from drawing people to Christ, but I refuse to let him stop me. Jesus, rebuke him in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, if you made that confession, you must repent, as I said. And repentance is not going back. Your slate is clean. Any blotches you had are erased. You're free of sin right now if you've said that. But you have to mean it in your heart and know that Jesus died for our sins and that God raised him from the dead. Very simple. Very simple. Now, congratulations if you've done that. If you're a prodigal son or daughter, if you were and you just rededicated your life to Christ Jesus, congratulations, brothers and sisters, and congratulations, new brothers and sisters. You're now in the family of God. Oh, praise you. What a wonderful feeling. Hallelujah. And oh yes, oh yes. Oh my God. Now your next step, if you've never been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the way we do it here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you go to the book of Acts, it clearly states in the book of Acts at chapter 2, verses 38. And Peter said to them, repent. See, repentance, not going back. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall be saved. It's in the book, people. Bishop James did not make this up. This book was written long, long, long before Bishop James' gazillion forefathers and mothers were ahead of us. It was written much long, inspired by God. It was written much long ago. I didn't make this up. It's in the book. Get your Bible and read it for yourself. Okay, and study it. Show yourself approved. Thank you, Apostle. Yes. And if you read this book, study to show yourself approved. Know God's going to continue to bless you. Read Deuteronomy. 28, 29, something about it. Read it. It'll scare you. And it's supposed to scare you, because we are supposed to be obedient to God. Hallelujah. We're supposed to reverently fear God. He's not a mean old man up in heaven saying, well, I'm tired of you, and
No, God is a loving God. Besides that, God doesn't have age. He made time. Oh my God, what a wonderful love. I congratulate you on highest that you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and that some have rededicated their life to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How glory. Because we never know. Death has no age, no step standing. There are babies who are stillborn, and there are people who live well over 100 years old. Well over 100. My grandmother and her sister, my grandmother was 102, and her sister, her baby sister, was 103 when she crossed over. And Miss Ada, a lady in our neighborhood, she lived to be 112 years old before she crossed over. What a blessing. Got to be blessed to live that long. You know, of course, she was a church-going, church-loving lady. You know, and she still was active at that age. You know, Miss Ada could come up and down steps at 112 years old. I'm thinking about it now, you know, and that's amazing. You know, that's amazing. Just to show you how much God loves us. He gives you the strength physically and spiritually. He gives you time to repent. Mm-hmm. Gives you time to repent. I mean for the strength in your body. If a person, you know, nowadays if you live to be 80, you're doing great. You know, and really great, you know, and you're doing wonderful. People are dying like people used to say when I was coming, they're dying like flies. Well, they're dying like flies now, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Don't be. Thank you. The way it is, we're supposed to, our children are supposed to bury us, not us bury them. I mean, it happens if a baby is stillborn. Well, hey, you have to bury the child. But if there's a teenager or somebody in their 20s, that person crossed over, I mean, that's very, very hard on you.
You know, God shows for disobedience, and I'm going to talk about that.
Yes.
For disobedience, it cuts the life off.
Oh, yes.
Disobedience is not daddy.
Yeah.
Disobedience is number one, God.
Yes.
The life is cut short.
That's right. A disobedient child has days cut off. People don't believe you can die before what is quote said your time. You can. Amen. Okay, yeah. You know right where it is. I don't, but I know I've read it.
David's son.
David's
son was disobedient.
Yes.
And wanted to kill his father. Go ahead and end
your story. Yes, yes, yes. The prayer of salvation. Yes, mm-hmm. True. Yes. To return to what the apostle Peter was saying, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And that day were about 3,000 souls were added to them. And it was more than that because whenever there was a gathering like that, they were families. They only counted the men. You know, they only counted the men. They didn't count the women and children that were there. So in the multitude where they fed 5,000, it was talking about 5,000 men. Now, I'm not talking about their wives and children. You know. But anyway, so for saying, congratulations. Welcome to the family of God. If you don't have a Bible, I suggest that you get yourself a Bible. There are several good Bibles out there. Your choice. We use the King James and New King James Version and New Living Translation. I'm thinking about getting a Logos Bible. You know, read several different Bibles if you care to, because the Word of God is just changed for us to understand it. It's not changing the Word. It's changing the Word to a more modern-day Word that we understand. They're speaking like in Hebrew language almost, you know, in the King James Version. You have to know what means, different things mean. And you can go and, get it from other sources. But just get yourself like a New King James, New Living Translation, American Standard Version. They're clear English, and you can read them. They're good Bibles. Glory to God. So congratulations. Invite people to your baptism. You must be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And invite people to your baptism, whoever you will to invite. And the more people you invite, the more chance that somebody is going to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You can read the scripture to them, and they may accept Jesus right then and there. It doesn't have to be at your baptism, but the baptism is an outward sign, you know, that to the general public. And you invite people, and somebody will come just to bless you by coming to the baptism, and they may receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. It's just a simple thing. As sometimes what you see is what you do. You know, and you'll see how happy people are. Glory to God. So congratulations once again. Welcome back home, brothers and sisters and new believers. And I'm going to turn it back over to Apostle Linda. And she's got something to tell you. Anyway, she just said she had something to tell.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay.
All right. Okay.
We've kept the people of God a long time. And if Mother Grant's on the line, she can come with her reading now. Okay, Mother Grant's not.
Did she hear?
Anybody else want to comment? Come on in. I heard Evangelist Leela. I heard Deacon Frazier. That's the only two people I heard. And I know Apostle is out there working, so it's okay. Amen.
Thank God for those words of encouragement this morning. I really did enjoy you, Apostle Linda. I really did. Amen.
Thank God.
Let us know that we have many blessings if we will obey God.
Amen. Amen.
Obey God. We have many blessings in store. He has many blessings in store for us. Amen. Because we are his people. We are his people. And he is our new wine. Amen. He is our new wine. Amen. Amen. It won't go old. Amen. We're going to never get tired of it. Amen. Because he is new wine, new life. Restoration, refreshment.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. We don't even have to be ashamed. Amen. Amen. We drunk in spirit. Amen. We don't have to be ashamed. Amen. 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 He know how to do things decent and in order. Know how to carry Amen. 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 So thank God for the word. Amen. Thank God for the messenger. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God keep you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I will continue to hold you up in my prayers. Amen.
Thank you
Amen.
So much. We are praying for you as well, praying for you last night.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank God for you, Evangelist. We're so happy that you still come to the line. Praise God. And we thank you that we know you are a sister, and we appreciate you. And you got the message, and you said, new wine, new life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's
thank
good
you,
to
Lord.
Know when the word is being heard. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what
Amen.
God wants us to do, hear him. We got to hear God.
That's
Hallelujah.
Right.
We got to know how to hear the voice of God and appreciate the voice of God. I
yes.
am only the vessel. God was just speaking through me today. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I always say
That's
God
right.
is the teacher, not me. Amen.
Amen.
It's what he wanted
Amen.
Us to hear today.
Yes, God,
we're in a new covenant, and
mm-hmm.
God want to bless his people, but we got to get that seed in the ground. We got to sow ourselves into the kingdom and do everything that God tells us to do, we must do it.
Amen.
Amen. And we'll soar and we'll have that new wine, that new life,
Amen.
That new intimacy with God. We need
That's
to be intimate with God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
There will be no relationship without intimacy at all with God. It won't
Amen.
Be a relationship. And so thank you so much for coming in and commenting. Now, I know we got Deacon Frazier, but anyway, God bless you. Woman of God, we thank you so much for coming and praying with us.
Lord. We thank God when you find time in your schedule to come.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And be a blessing to the body of Christ, because surely you are a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
The body of Christ. Glory to God. And thank you for praying for us. Amen.
Amen.
Praying for you. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, last night you came into my spirit, and I was praying for you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And
yes.
I just heard your name. I heard your name. Hallelujah. But we pray for the body of Christ all the time. Amen. But I specifically heard your name last night. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
The name of the Lord. Amen. Glory
to
God. And then God sent you to the line today. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord. So keep Apostle Calvary in prayer. He's doing a lot of work out there, you know, and God is just preserving him, praise God. But we got to keep him lifted up in prayer.
Yeah.
And thank God for Deacon. Deacon had a birthday yesterday. We say happy birthday once again. We won the line tonight with Deacon. He had a Sunday night service because of his birthday. And we thank God. He's with us for another year of life. Amen. So we celebrate life on this life. We celebrate the life of Jesus Christ in us. Amen. And like I told you, the best birthday we had is when we were born again. That was a new birth. That was the new most important birthday is our new birth when we're born again. Amen.
Yes,
thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Because that birthday takes us into the everlasting. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Deacon Frazier, hallelujah. If you're out there, if you can make a comment, come on. If not, there's nobody else that I heard on the line. We're going to close the line. And we will be back on tomorrow, or either Apostle Millie will be back. I don't know, but she has been dealing with family issues and things going on in her body. So please pray for Apostle Millie. Pray for her to be healed, and also for her family, the family issues that's going on in the family. Pray for God to touch them. Amen.
Yes, yes. So
come on, Deacon. Come on, if you're there. Hallelujah. Thank y'all for getting me on the line, because I was off the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Glory. Glory to God. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Yeah, glory. We just say good morning. Just thank God pray the Lord, everyone. I pray the Lord. I thank God on the word, what I heard on today. I thank God I was listening in, but I know it was cutting off a couple of times. I'm glad I was able to put you in.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And Evangelist Leela, too, came in to let us know that she was on the line and I could hear y'all, but y'all couldn't hear me. So I appreciate y'all answering.
Yes.
And let me know that y'all were still on the line and that I could get into one of y'all. God, because the apostle was so busy working, he couldn't hear us.
Yes.
He couldn't hear that I wasn't even on the line.
Yes.
Man.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh my God. Before we got the whole prayer out, God cleared the line.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Mother Gray? Okay, go ahead, Deacon. I thought I heard Mother Grant's voice.
I thought I heard it too.
Yeah.
I think she probably had two phones open, because usually when there's two phones open, you'll hear that crazy noise.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Deacon.
Yes.
Go ahead, man of God. Give your comment.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Know the devil's a liar and the truth now ain't in him. I let him know he a liar. I'm not gonna fool to him. I'm not fool to the devil. I'm not son of the devil. I don't care what you say. I don't care. He had to shut me down, shut my mouth. But that's a lie. And that's a lie right now. Me a liar, you mean I don't care how you throw the phone down, slap it down. I'm gonna pray the Lord whether you like it or not. I'm gonna pray the Lord. As long as you ignore me, I'm gonna pray the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, I tell you, get ugly. I'm telling you, I'm getting ugly today. I'm getting real ugly. And the show don't look good either. Yeah, when you were talking about the book, about the book of St. Matthew, by getting drunk. Yeah, you get drunk in the spirit. I've been away too. If somebody never thought they never get, if someone said they never get drunk, that's a lie that you ain't in them.
Hey, Deacon, this is me. I wouldn't shut you down. I don't know what's going on with this stupid phone.
Yeah, come on in, Mother Grant. Come on in, Mother Grant. You don't leave, Mother Grant.
Phone just driving me crazy, man.
Yeah. Come on here, Mother Grant.
I ain't trying to shut you down. I ain't trying to shut you down. I've been yelling for a long time. From Bishop was preaching. I've been trying. Lord,
yeah, come on
here.
Come on in, Mother Grant.
Y'all can hear me, huh? Okay, my reading is saying future so bright. Lord help me. The devil, get behind me. Get behind me, Satan, and get out of here. Let's talk for a minute about the future. Your future, how bright do you believe your future to be? Well, if you are a faithful believer, God has plans for you that are so bright that you better pack several pairs of sunglasses and a lifetime supply of sunblocks. The way that you think about your future will play a powerful role in demanding how things turn out. It is called the self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's applied to everybody, including you. So here another question. Are you expecting a terrific tomorrow, or are you dealing a terrible one? The answer to that question will have a powerful impact on the way tomorrow unfolds. Today, as you live in the present and look to the future, remember that God has an amazing plan for you. Act and believe accordingly. And one more thing, don't forget the sunblock. A Christian believes in a fabulous future. Wisdom is pleasing to you. If you find it, you have hope for the future. Proverbs 24:14. And you know, I have a praises that I want to give God thanks for. You know, I'm having so much problems here with my car, and I went this morning. Yesterday, I was driving around. The engine light was on, so I get up early this morning and went to the dealer I just go to, and he look at something and he tell me $1,000. I say, well, I don't have that. So I say, well, how important it is? Can I drive the car? He say, yeah, you could drive it until it block it and it split and then it explode. You can't drive it no more. So I say, okay. I went to another place. I went to Goodyear, and they tell me, well, the guy was sending me, say, transmission problems, sending me to a transmission place. So anyway, I went around to Firestone next door. I say, how much do y'all charge to put this car on the machine for me? So anyway, he say, He said, $100. He said, but I'll give you 50% off. I say, thank you, Jesus. It happened so I see a guy, because I always take the car to buy tires, and the guy, he waking at that one day, and I said to him, I went, with time for me. They say, it'll be a long way. I say, I'll wait. So when I see the other guy who I know, I went to him, and I say, that's my car. He say, you next. Afterwards, he called me, and he showed me all them, guess what they call it, what my car had. It had so much there. And he say to me, he say, you know what I going to do? He say, I gonna take every one of them off. He say, you drive the car. He say, because I drive the car, and the car is driving good. He say, I'm going to take all of these off for you. He say, if anyone of them come back, he say, a Mercedes dealer. He say, down there, Pember Road, he's a good friend of mine. So I say, but it's a lot of money. He say, no, you tell him Kelly send you. He say, and you go to him if any come back. He say, right now I can delete all off the car. So I say, the light ain't going to be on no more. He say, no, no more light. And then it's time, he say, okay, you finish. Went back inside, and the lady there to charge me half $100. So she say, you know, we're going to take off $20 more off of that for you. And it's $32. I say, thank you, Lord. I say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. And I was so happy. I say, thank you, Lord. The $32. And I have a car, and they put it on, but ain't nothing much on the car because all the cars them full of time. Thank you. And I say, Lord, please, don't let none of the light come back on and none of these things come back on, because then I have to go to the Mercedes place. And I have another praise to give. I went out to get help with my light last week. That's what I was doing. You know, one people turned me around. One person, they going to pay. You know, one of the aging place, they paid it $161. The light bill was $3-something. And, you know, I got a letter in the mail on Friday. On Friday, I got a letter in the mail. They paid that. They paid a $161 agency. And the other agency, the government every year just pay for you. They send me a letter. You know what the letter say? Yeah, they tell me I only owe Mussy 200 something left. And they said, yeah, Miss Grant, payable to the vendors of FP&L. He said, we're going to pay $1,200. I look, and I call one of my daughters. I say, what did this say? 120000. I said, they're going to pay $1,200 for FP&L. I say, and I don't owe that. I owe $200. I say, but they're going to pay, I guess, every month. That's the money they give me, Broward County of Human Service. You know, they low-income energy person assistant program. Notice of approval and appeal, I say $1,200. They will be paying for my, I sit down up here and say, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, remember, Apostle, he say, you are blessed. I say, I am blessed. I am blessed. Thank you, Jesus. I am blessed. So they'll be paying my light bill for a while, because they give me $1,200 and the light bill, the balance right now after the people pay the $160 is only $2-something. Then I say, thank you, Lord. I won't have to worry about a light bill for a while. I'm going to try now. Go pay. I have one more payment on my house taxes. My granddaughter said, Grandma, I'm going to send you the money to you to go pay the taxes today, because it is due on the 30th for $160. Because I don't have all the money. I just let them broke it down for me. So the last payment now for last year is $161. I'm going to pay that today. Then I know next month they're going to come out for next year. And thank you, Jesus. I say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can't take it enough for my blessing that I get. I am so happy, because sometimes I just can't sleep, and I have so much on my plate. There's so much. And I got a house insurance. Now my daughter say, Mommy, They will help you. Just let them break it down so you can pay it every 3 months. You know, it's better for me if I broke it down for every 3 months. I'm thankful. Thankful and thankful for all the prayers because God has been good to me.
Yeah.
So thank you all. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. I told you in the apostle told you that all your needs are going to be met.
Yes.
All of them are going to be met. There's no need for you to worry. God answers the prayers because he wants you to know that you don't have to lose no sleep. You don't have to worry because it's all taken care of. That's what God is saying to you. It's a new day. You just read. It's a new day. It's a new day. When we become born again, we become a new person. And God comes in and takes care of all of our burdens. He said, I am your burden bearer.
Oh,
He's going to bear the burden. He's going to fight the battle. All we have to do is trust God and have faith. And because we trust him in faith in him, he comes to you every time he comes through.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mother, don't lose no sleep.
Don't worry.
Because God is telling you, Mother, you're still taking care of all your desires.
Amen.
Just God. Don't be losing sleep and all of that because God got the cover.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Praying for you. Mm-hmm. Praying for you. And we declare to you on this line that all your needs are going to be met.
That's
I told
right.
you, Mother. You're not going to want for anything because God got you covered. I told you that.
Thank you.
And a prophet told you the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So believe. Just keep on believing. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Yes.
And every one of your necessities are taken care of.
Thank you, Lord.
So we are rejoicing with you. We thank God, and we're rejoicing with you. And it's a wonderful testimony for people to hear that we can count on the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Got that blessed assurance that he's going to supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory.
Yes, Lord.
God is Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now you just experienced that scripture again.
More than once.
That scripture. The word of God will come alive in your life.
Yes, Lord.
Everything God promised comes alive in your life.
Yes,
he's going to show you that I am the Lord, and everything I said, everything I promised, is for you to have.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you obey me, you do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You got a new life in the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Just keep serving God and obeying God, and he'll always give you back. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Thank you for sharing, Mother. That's a blessing for all of us to hear. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful testimony.
Amen.
Testimony for God, and all it does is build your faith.
Amen.
Your faith gets stronger and stronger.
Amen. That's what it is. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We're happy for you, Mother. What a blessing.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
No, Deacon is not finished. She allowed Mother to come in. So that she could give her testimony. And Deacon, please, go ahead.
That was a supernatural testimony, Mother. I was rejoicing with you.
Amen.
I tell you, because God is faithful. When he said he would do a thing, he does exactly what he said he would do.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You can take it to the bank. When God says he's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to this. Look at how God comes through.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, Lord.
He's an awesome God. He never fails. Once you trust
Amen.
Him,
yes,
you
Lord.
On him,
Looking at that 1200, I say, this 120? I look, and say, $1,200. Thank you, Lord.
He does exactly what he said. You can depend on him. He's a God that cannot lie. If he said he would do it,
when the man said he's going to erase, I had most a dozen fences. He erased all them fences out. He said, see, I'm going to erase.
Yeah, he just
when
connected.
When he going to do it? I'm thankful.
You see, but they charge you for that stuff, mother. You don't know. You know? Yeah. You truly are blessed. We are blessed.
Amen.
Lady was saying this morning that you're a blessed man, and Apostle said,
yeah.
You're lucky. Isn't that lucky? Apostle, the world is lucky, but I'm blessed. I'm blessed because I'm a child of God.
Amen.
The world operates on luck. We don't operate on luck.
Mm-hmm.
Blessing is spiritual. You know? I'm spiritual blessed. Everything that I touch is blessed. So I went over there and I did some work today. Apostle, I'm tired, my legs are sore, but I got a lot of stuff done.
Praise God.
I got the boiler up and I got the water heater up. Tomorrow I'll be over there and I'll be installing the pipes tomorrow. You know, so hopefully all goes well. By this weekend I should have it all in. And I just got to wait till the electrician comes to put in the breaker box.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to put a new breaker box and put in new electric for this system. And it'll be good. God is good. We're not complaining. And I heard the word, but my phone keep messing up. So I just left it in the truck. Every time I go in the house, where we working, signal down there is kind of crazy. So every time I go in the house with the phone, it cut off. So I said, okay, I'm going to leave you in the truck there. Yeah. So you're not going to mess up this service today. So I leave it in the truck with the service. And I didn't hear much of the service. So they got outside, then I hear what was going on. It was powerful what I heard. And we are so grateful. I just want to tell you all that I'm so grateful for you all holding down the ship for the Lord. You know, because
Amen.
it allowed me to make money so I can bless God's people. You know, it's not about me. You know, God know that we gotta help the orphans. And God makes a way so that we can help the orphans. It's not me helping them. We are helping them. You understand? I don't claim nothing. You know? We do it all together. What we do together.
Amen.
So when I'm out here working, you're working. Your spirit is what's holding me up while I'm on the job. Understand? So don't think that I'm not running from the gospel. I'm still hearing the gospel and I'm working for God.
Because
the people that we have that can't help themselves, Blood Talk family, that's what we do. You know, we send kids to school that the parents can't afford to put school clothes on their back, can't put food on the table. We do that. Blood Talk family do that. Not David Callum, not Nancy Callum. Blood Talk family does that. You hear what I say? And I'm saying
Thank
that boldly. Not Nancy Gallup, not David Gallup, Love Talk Family. We do it. We do that.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know.
Thank you, Lord.
God said, if you take care of the poor, he shall take care of you. That's what
Amen.
He says in the word. He said, when you give to the poor, you lend it to him. That's what he said. He said, and I will repay. He's not going to let you brag and say, you did this and do that. Then God said, when you give to the poor, I'm gonna bless you too. I'm gonna let you know. I'm gonna take care of you. And everything doesn't have to be money. When you go to the doctor says, "Oh, you know what, Mr. So and So, we were looking and we saw a lump in your breast, or we saw something on your leg, but it's not there no more, right?
I'll jump it right now. I said, let me just do a praise dance right here in the room. And look at me like I'm crazy, man. I went to see the doctor last time, but I couldn't see the cardiologist because they had no electricity, so I got to go back this month and see him. But everything is good. But by the end of my, I got a new doctor, no family doctor, and he started doing all stuff, poking everywhere. So he's looking for prostate cancer. I said, Doc, I pay the insurance, don't pay, but there's no point in looking. There's no prostate cancer in me. He's pushing his hand there, and he said, I told you that already, because I ain't claiming no sickness in my body. I'm not claiming none of that stuff, And the cardiologist looking, he put up the machine to press it. I said, you can check. That's good, check. But you ain't finding nothing wrong with my heart. It's going to be working fine. Because it's working fine. You got to start talking that thing with boldness. All of my needs are met, and I'm going to have more than enough. I'm already have more than enough. And I'm going to have more
That's
than enough
right.
because God's going to continue. He's going to continue blessing me. He's going to continue blessing me. I'm telling you, oh, my God, he's going to continue blessing me. I'm not going to whine. I'm not going to murmur to anything going on. He's going to bless me. You know, my truck was out. The man charged me $475 to fix my truck. Cause that I would have do it myself if it wasn't cold outside. Cause I thought I'd go outside working on our truck when it's cold. So I paid him. And then the truck was doing the same problem. So my wife, she started getting hot. You know, I said, honey, don't need to get hot because, I know that I got power. And I know that man know he took my money. He going to check that thing and he going to get it right. So I mean, but he said, Rev, I know things sometimes we get. I said, look, I do this thing for 30-some years. And sometimes I get a call back in my field. None of us are perfect. Well, he worked on the truck today. This morning, went over there early. He said, I'm going to check all the week, everything on the truck, and I'm going to lubricate everything. But I've been driving it back and forth today. Check the computer on the car track, and adjust something for the oil truck and assume that the oil needs to be changed right away. So why would the oil need to be changed right away when I just did it in September, the end of September? So he said, well, he forgot to adjust the computer for the oil. He just came there and adjusted the computer. Everything working fine. He said, you don't owe me nothing. I said, I know that. I said, I know that. And how you going to come and tell me I owe you something now? But you just fixed my work on the truck. I'm going to put my hand out and I said, I still have the same problem. God is awesome. You don't have to get mad and you don't have to act a fool. Just be who God said you are. Just be who God said you are, and God will give you supernatural favor. I think you preached on something in that last month. God will give you that favor. God will give you that favor. Wherever you go, he'll give you favor. You don't got to get mad at belligerent with people.
That's part of
cussing people out next and stuff. No, just trust God. Just trust God. Depend on him.
Trust him and obey him. Amen.
Yep.
And he'll bless your life.
You got to submit and you got to commit. That's how the blessings come. And you submit and commit.
God will
bless
Christ
you. God will bless you. My God, I just thank God. I just love you so much, my Lord. Because every time that I want to get up and say, I got you. I will take care of you. I promise I'm going to take care of you.
That's right.
This morning, I was praying for strength. I said, Lord, just give me strength. I know I got to. I got to go in this basement. I got to take everything that I put in the basement. I got to move from the basement all the way to the third floor. A lot of that. You know, I put that water in the basement. I got to move it from the basement. And all the pipes that I put in the basement, the 2x4s and everything to do my work, I got to move from the basement all the way up to the third floor. I would stop every single time if I got to take me a break. Take a break. Have a little drink. Take a break. Have a little drink. But I get it all up here. Set up the wall. Build the wall that I need to put them on. And I got them. And the customer look up there and say, well, you got stuff going. You ready to get the stuff together. Show them that with the pain, I'm working.
God, give me strength. You know, if you don't have it, ask him. He'll give it to you.
He sure will.
Yes, he will.
He will.
Strength.
Yep. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
I didn't really think on my own I would make it. But he gave me the strength I need. Glory to God.
That's the blessing. Abundant blessing of Jesus Christ. You got the wine. You got the new wine. That's what we're preaching about.
That's right.
New wine.
That's right.
Hallelujah. You got the new wine. You got the abundant blessing of Jesus
Christ.
That's right. The bride
of the church.
New
wine. The new wine. That's right.
New wine is the blessing. Amen. The abundant wine. The abundant blessing of the wine. Amen. You got a new wine skin. You got some new wine. Hallelujah.
That's right. And we got new wine skin, so we don't have to worry about this. This that we're getting is not going to burst. It's not going to leak out. Hallelujah. Movie. I hear you, Brother Deacon. Somebody drop off here. Hallelujah. So you all got it in your hands. It's in your hands. Brother Deacon fall off and you can't get back on in. So how's that? How's the Pastor Millie doing? Apostle? Praise the Lord. Brother Deacon fall off. I guess everybody's getting down. Okay. You can pray and close out. Father God, we thank you and praise you, O God, for this day. We thank you for the apostle. We thank you for the bishop. Thank you for Mother Grant. We thank you for Sister Anna, Evangelist Leela. Thank God for Brother Deacon, always faithful, but his phone fell out. And I know it's after hours, so we can get back on. But Father, we pray, God, that even for the word that you have given us today, that you would bless the apostle and the bishop and bless Mother Grant for bringing in such a powerful addition to the word this morning. And God, we ask, oh God, that you continue to order all our steps as we endeavor to seek your face day after day, day after day, Lord. We pray, God, that you strengthen us in every area of our lives. Father, we ask you that you would heal us wherever we are sick, God, that you would make us everywhere whole, God. God, even the plagues that come, God, that will not come near our dwelling, oh God. Lord God, that even if 1,000 fall on our left hand and 10,000 on our right, not one will come to us or touch us, oh God. Father, we just bless you and we just praise you and we just glorify your name, Lord Jesus. We ask, God, that you continue to watch over us, that you continue to keep us, that you lead and guide us in all truth, oh God, as we seek your face and as Lord God, as we praise your name and honor your name, Jesus. We ask, Father God, that you, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen us and make us who you call us to be, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you and glorify your name. We honor you right now, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord. Lord, we ask you, God, to watch over our nation, that you would keep our nation secure from the terrorists. Oh, God, from all those that would try to hurt or harm us, Lord. We ask that you protect the president, the vice president, the Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court Justice Department, the police department. Lord, God, that you protect us, Lord, the fire department, Lord. God, we are praying now for your help, Lord. We are praying for your help, Lord, because we know there's no help like your help, Lord God, because you are the helper. You are the true helper. You are the land of the tribe of Judah. You are the first and the last. You are, yes, Lord, yes, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Rapha, Lord God. Yes, Lord, you're the one that sit high and see low. You are the one that calls things into being, oh God. Yes, Lord, for your word says, because you live and move, we have our being. Lord, we ask you today, Lord, to watch over our loved ones, our children, our grandchildren, oh God, our sons and daughters, oh God, our great-grandchildren. Lord, we're praying right now and we're asking you, God, we're asking you, Father God, to, oh God, to order our steps in your word. Let your word be a light and a lamp unto our feet. Oh, Father, we just bless you. Oh, Father, we just praise you. Now, as we leave this line but not your presence, oh God, we pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit will continue to rest and abide upon us. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives as we dwell here in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Remember to tell someone that God loved them, you love them, and Jesus is the only way. It may be the word that you speak today in somebody's ear gate that will make all the difference in their lives. It might stop someone from committing suicide. It might stop someone from committing murder. It might stop someone from kidnapping a child, raping a child, sodomizing a child, or even breaking into someone's home and committing some heinous crime. Jesus said it this way in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. He said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. That just means that you will let love be seen in your life, peace and joy and even the gifts of repentance will be seen, that you would have faith in the word of God and that you would honor all that God say that you are, that you will let it manifest in your daily walk and in your thought. Everything that you do would glorify God. That's all he requires from us, to be honest, to be obedient, to be willing, and to be worthy of his mercy and grace. That's all he's asking. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Have a blessed evening. And thank you again for the word. And thank you all for coming on and hearing the word of God. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. Have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.